Chapter 2. Our Heavenly Family. We are children of our Heavenly Father.
Question. What do scriptures and Latter-day prophets teach us about our relationship to God? God is not only our ruler and creator, He is also our Heavenly Father. All men and women are literally the sons and daughters of God. Man, as a spirit, was begotten and born of heavenly parents, and reared to maturity in the eternal mansions of the Father prior to coming upon the earth in a temporal or physical body. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, page 335. Every person who was ever born on earth is our spirit brother or sister. Because we are the spirit children of God, we have inherited the potential to develop His divine qualities. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can become like our Heavenly Father and receive a fullness of joy. Question. How does your knowledge that you are a child of God influence your thoughts, words, and actions?
We developed personalities and talents while we lived in heaven.
Suggestion. Think about talents and gifts you have been blessed with. The scriptures teach us that the prophets prepared themselves to become leaders on earth while they were still spirits in heaven. See Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Before they were born into mortal bodies, God foreordained or chose them to be leaders on earth. Jesus, Adam, and Abraham were some of these leaders. See Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Joseph Smith taught that every man who has a calling to minister to the inhabitants of the world was foreordained to that very purpose. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 511. However, everyone on earth is free to accept or reject any opportunity to serve. We were not all alike in heaven. We know, for example, that we were sons and daughters of heavenly parents, males and females. See the Family, A Proclamation to the World, Ensign, November 1995, page 102. We possess different talents and abilities, and we were called to do different things on earth. We can learn more about our eternal possibilities when we receive our patriarchal blessings. See Thomas S. Monson in Conference Report, October 1986, page 82, or Ensign, November 1986, page 66. A veil covers our memories of our premortal life, but our Father in heaven knows who we are and what we did before we came here. He has chosen the time and place for each of us to be born so we can learn the lessons we personally need and do the most good with our individual talents and personalities. Questions. How have other people's talents blessed you? How can your talents and gifts bless others?
Our Heavenly Father presented a plan for us to become like Him.
Question. How does earth life help prepare us to become like our Heavenly Father? Our Heavenly Father knew we could not progress beyond a certain point unless we left Him for a time. He wanted us to develop the godlike qualities that He has. To do this, we needed to leave our premortal home to be tested and to gain experience. Our spirits needed to be clothed with physical bodies. We would need to leave our physical bodies at death and reunite with them in the resurrection. Then we would receive immortal bodies like that of our Heavenly Father. If we passed our tests, we would receive the fullness of joy that our Heavenly Father has received. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 30 to 34. Our Heavenly Father called a grand council to present His plan for our progression. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, pages 209 and 511. We learned that if we followed His plan, we would become like Him. We would be resurrected. We would have all power in heaven and on earth. We would become heavenly parents and have spirit children just as He does. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 19 through 20. We learned that He would provide an earth for us where we would prove ourselves. See Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. A veil would cover our memories, and we would forget our heavenly home. This would be necessary so we could exercise our agency to choose good or evil without being influenced by the memory of living with our Heavenly Father. Thus we could obey Him because of our faith in Him, not because of our knowledge or memory of Him. He would help us recognize the truth when we heard it again on earth. See John chapter 18, verse 37. At the Grand Council, we also learn the purpose for our progression, to have a fullness of joy. However, we also learn that some would be deceived, choose other paths, and lose their way. We learn that all of us would have trials in our lives, sickness, disappointment, pain, sorrow, and death. But we understood that these would be given to us for our experience and our good. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 7. If we allowed them to, these trials would purify us rather than defeat us. They would teach us to have endurance, patience, and charity. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, pages 15 through 16. At this council, we also learned that because of our weakness, all of us except little children would sin. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 46 through 47. We learned that a Savior would be provided for us so we could overcome our sins and overcome death with resurrection. We learned that if we placed our faith in Him, obeying His Word and following His example, we would be exalted and become like our Heavenly Father. We would receive a fullness of joy. Question. List some of Heavenly Father's attributes. How does the plan of salvation help us develop these attributes?
Additional scriptures.
God is the Father of our spirits. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Premortal life implied. Job chapter 38, verses 4 through 7. Vision of premortal life. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 28. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 31 through 38. Spiritual and temporal creations. Moses chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. Begotten sons and daughters. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 23 through 24. Plan for progression. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 11 through 26.
For teachers, you do not need to teach everything in each chapter. As you prayerfully prepare to teach, seek the Spirit's guidance to know which portions of the chapter you should cover and which questions you should ask. Class members or family members are more likely to give a thoughtful answer to a question if they are given time to ponder their response. For example, after asking a question, you could say, "Please take a minute to think about your response, and then I'll ask for answers." Then give them time to ponder.
End of chapter 2, Our Heavenly Family.